Welcome to the All Financial Hour podcast with Steve Awe.
Big question here. What's the one thing we must fill out and send into the government by April 15th? Steve, I know that you know the answer, but of course, this guy on Judy Justice, apparently he didn't get the memo. This is what he said.
I'm asking you how much you reported your gross income was when you filed your tax returns in April.
They come automatically is what I'm saying. I didn't file them. They're paid for and filed automatically by the company that distributes my royalties.
So is what you're saying you didn't file tax returns in April?
I assume that they're filed automatically through this company that pays me.
Mr. Lefkowitz, when was the last time you put a stamp on tax returns that you sent to the government?
I do not know. I've never filed through that. I just assumed that it was already taken care of in that way.
You assumed wrong.
Oh, my gosh. And Judge Judy, guys, is not the person you want to be having that conversation with about. I just assumed it was taken care of. I haven't really been doing what I'm supposed to do
Judge
for the past
Judy
20 years.
Judge Judy still be better than an IRS agent.
Yes, all day. All day. Well, clearly this guy, you know, not educated, misunderstanding the whole thing, just thought everyone took care of his stuff. Well, you know, not the case, obviously. And for many, filling out a tax return is the extent of what they know about taxes. We fill it out, we hand it to the CPA guy, we say, we'll see you later, and that's about it. But they might not understand how to limit their tax bill in retirement. Steve, that's where you come in.
Well, that's the idea. And coming out of the accounting world, we used to look at taxes on the idea of I want to pay the least amount of taxes possible this year. It was the micro look at it. And I look at it to the point today, which it took me a lot of time to look at it, is to sit here and say, what about over my lifetime? Because, see, I remember those calls many years ago where the accountant would call me up and he'd say, Steve, we've got your tax bill here. And if you would contribute $5,000 to a IRA account, you would save $800 in taxes. Oh, great. And I write a check for $5,000 to save $800 in taxes. Now, the question that I can look at now, many years later, did I save that tax? No, I just deferred it.
Yeah.
It cost me $5,000
to
defer that $800 into the future. Now, that deferred tax that's in there, it now grows tax deferred. And then when I pull money out of it, it's going to be taxed as ordinary income. So the promise at that time was defer. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. And then I look at it today, we're in historically low tax rates. Everybody complains about taxes, but we are in historically low tax brackets. And we also have a tremendous amount of debt. And then when I used to do presentations, I remember when we used to ask the question of the audience, in the future, do you think taxes are going to go up? People would raise their hand. Or do you think they're going to go down? People would raise their hand. And we'd have people on both sides of that thing. And we'd probably spend 5 to 10 minutes talking about where taxes are going to be in the future. Right now, I can ask that question. Does anybody in the room think taxes are going to be lower in the future? And almost nobody will raise their hands. Everybody believes it's going to be higher. Well, then we have to look at it. Did I defer that? And am I going to be in a lower tax bracket? And I believe that people of our generation, the baby boomers, when the 401k came out, we piled money into those things. And now we're looking at it that we could be creating a tax time bomb. Why? Because the government changed the rules. That you said in the beginning that I would get to use it, and when I passed away, it'd go to my wife. And if there was anything left, it would go to my children, and my children could stretch it over their lifetime. That's not true anymore. We pass it to a non-spousal heir. They have 10 years to get that out of the tax-deferred asset.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, most parents pass away in their children's higher earning years. So our kids might be taken out at their highest rates. So we look at it, if we're just looking at that 1 year, my taxes would be lower. But if I look at it over my lifetime, what's going to be the total tax bill with my kids and everything else? And I have people look at it and I say, what can we do about that? And I think Roth conversions are very important to use right now. Why? We're in historically low rates. They will go back to higher rates at the end of 2025 because that's when the Trump tax cuts expire. if Congress doesn't make it permanent. So we will get a tax increase at the end of 2025 unless Congress does something to make it permanent. And I look at it and say, could we save money now paying taxes at a rate that we prefer to pay versus what are we going to pay when the 535 people in Congress decide to raise taxes? I believe we do need to look at that. And I look at it to the point that people have too much money in their IRAs and 401ks are subject themselves to tax rate risk. You know, and people say, Steve, what do you mean when you say too much money? The average amount in a 401k is around $200,000. So if you got between $250,000 and $750,000, you have an extra large IRA account. You may or may not spend down those assets during your lifetime. Depends on how many children you have. Are you charitable? If you've got a double X between $750,000 and $1.5 million, chances are you are going to pass a tax time bomb onto your kids. You know, you probably won't spend down those assets during your lifetime. If you've got a triple X, $1.5 million or above, you will pass on a tax time bomb to your kids. And people look at it and say, Steve, I never planned on leaving any money to my kids anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll agree with that. Neither did I. But I'd rather give it to my children than to the IRS. So if you have more than $500,000 in your IRAs and 401ks, give us a call now. Let us do that tax analysis so that we can look at it to find out, would it make sense for you to pay taxes now at a rate that you prefer to pay, or just leave it sitting there and allow whatever happens to happen in the future? Give us a call now. Ask for that tax analysis.
And, you know, Steve, something else that we've talked about on the show previously is, you know, this tax analysis that we just talked about is really for anybody. But there's also another tax level when it comes to being a business owner. Maybe you have a bunch of real estate that you're trying to unload before you retire. How do you help those business owners defer taxes?
So what we're looking at now is if I have large capital gains. That's, you know, I started the business years ago. It's time for me to get out. I'm going to have a large capital gain. Well, in the state of Missouri, people don't realize it, that the tax on capital gains is 28.6%. So if you've got a $5 million capital gain, you're going to pay about $1.4 million in taxes. You know, and how we get that? Well, Missouri's about 4.8%, federal's 20, and that adds up to the investment or to go to Medicare, 3.8%. So we look at it to the point where we had somebody that had that $500,000, and we sit them down and we talk about a deferred tax strategy where we get them involved with lawyers so that they can draw up the documents to set up a deferred tax strategy. And what we look at it to the point is the people, when I talk to them about it, they can take their $5 million, pay the $1.4 million in tax and do something with the 3.6, or they can keep the whole $5 million, allow that to continue to grow, and then the money that they take out would then be taxed. So if you are close to selling a business, have individual stocks with tremendous amounts of capital gains in it, and you'd like to do some different things with it to defer those taxes, ask about the deferred tax strategy.
Thanks for listening to the All Financial Hour podcast.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG. All Financial Group, LLC is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not subject to investment advisor requirements. IPW and All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or life Lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. All Financial Group LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any government. governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by All Financial Group, LLC.
This radio show is intended for information purposes only.